You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, everybody, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I want to give a big shout out to our newest affiliate, KCAA 1050 AM in Loma Linda, California. Glad to have you guys join us every weeknight. Thank you. Whew, wasn't this cool? Wasn't this cool with the SEAL? Oh, the SEAL team. This is the same SEAL team. You guys heard about what happened. The same SEAL team, right, that killed bin Laden, came in and swooped up in a beautiful rescue. Jessica Buchanan and Paul Hagen Thysted of Denmark. These two were working in Somalia, I guess, on a demining type of, mission. I guess they were working with, I'm a little, bit confused on what they were doing there originally, but what I thought was really fascinating was how the Navy SEAL team kind of snuck in, swooped in. I mean, it was a pretty big fight from what I understand. And sorry, I'm pulling up the story right now. My computer, oh man, you see, my computer's acting up. You all think I probably print everything out. I don't. I read this off the computer, which I think is a big mistake. Absolutely big mistake. All right. But anyway, from what I understand, Jessica Buchanan was having some pretty major health issues. And so the U.S., U.S. Special Forces got clued in. They decided to make their covert operations. Yeah, I love this kind of stuff. I love seeing movies, where they have their goggles and their night vision goggles and they come in. Apparently, nine Somali pirates were killed and five were captured during this gun battle. The hostages were removed unharmed. Just really, really exciting stuff. Now, I didn't realize this, okay? These Navy SEALs, they make about $54,000 a year. That's it. That's it. That's kind of the same as roughly a school teacher. Yeah, these the famed Team 6, okay, that's based at the Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia, reportedly earn a maximum salary of $54,000 a year. All right? They go through rigorous training. Many are fluent, at least one or more foreign languages. This is from the Daily Mail reporting. And, of course, candidates are also selected for their ability to blend in to any environment. So they have to be able to kind of, look the look. They say a dangerous regime prepares the men for actual combat. Team 6, which is the team that we're discussing, began in response to a botched rescue of U.S. hostages in Iran in the 1980s. And its name was used to confuse Soviet intelligence regarding the true number of teams. Ah, see, Team 6. So they're probably thinking, oh, okay, there's multiple teams. But in reality, I guess only two other teams existed. In 1987, the unit was dissolved as they officially became known as the Naval Special Warfare Development Group, or DEVGRU. Despite the name change, the popular moniker SEAL Team 6 has stuck. They say with the host of computer games and films, of course, I think they're sexy. Members of the SEAL Team 6 are so effective that the U.S. government reportedly uses them in quote-unquote red cell units to test defenses of their own sensitive military facilities. I mean, these are the guys you need to beat. And they say members of Team 6 are known as black operatives. Their missions are never spoken about. Okay? They do not officially exist, often operate outside international laws. If any one of them tells you, I guess what they do, they have to kill. No, I'm joking. All right, so well done. Well done. But, we were talking about the RNs in California, right, through the Sutter system, making $136,000 a year. Here's the Navy. They were complaining, and here's the Navy SEALs making $54,000 a year. You see? All right? I think we should all kind of, give them a big thank you. So that's cool. I got to tell you, it stinks because you've been seeing movies lately. Like, was it 24? I think the TV show 24. I forget where it was where, if you're a hostage, you're going to say, sorry, we're going to leave you. Or was it Air Force One? They were thinking about just shooting the plane down, right? Despite the hostages. And you're like, no, send a Navy SEAL team up in the air, I mean, if they go up there, I know, you know, they're called Navy SEAL team, but they don't just do water type missions. They do go on land. So I'm sure Navy SEAL will go up in the air for me if we needed to. But that's what I hope. I hope if I have to be rescued, right, one of these guys do it. And I'm going to be like, oh, will you carry me? My, what big muscles you have. You've got me. Who's got you? Oh, I've always wanted to do that line. All right. Anyway. Okay. So here on the Dr. Dahlia Show, a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Looks like drinking 3 cups of tea a day can lower your blood pressure. We're talking about black tea, so that's pretty good. Also, swimming can lower your blood pressure. So for those of you trying to avoid medications, maybe you could drink a spot of tea and jump into the pool and cool down to lower your blood pressure. That may be nice. Also, they say fried food is okay. Fried food is good as long as you're frying it in olive oil. So that's kind of cool, all right, because I am still dying to try a fried Twinkie. I am. And so maybe if I do it in olive oil, it'll be okay. Right, Janine? They're also discussing in the news how there's many chemicals surrounding us and in our microwave popcorn that can actually prevent us from really mounting a good immune system when we get our vaccines. So for some people that say, oh, you know, I got the flu shot and it didn't really work, who knows? Maybe it's because of some of the chemicals out there that we're eating. I don't eat microwave popcorn because it gives me a lot of gas. It really does. I don't tolerate. There's some chemical. And I could eat popcorn from a movie theater. I just can't eat microwave popcorn. So there's something in there. And I know everything does give me gas. I know. See, you remember. You listen to the show long enough. You know. So I can't tolerate that. But we're going to talk about that. And then chocolate could help protect against colon cancer. I love it because I love chocolate. You know what? I'm discriminating. Okay, if I, you know, not only do I want to try a fried Twinkie, I want to try a fried ho-ho. That's got to be good. Yeah, you know, why is it all about the Twinkies? I love the ho-hos, so that's a good one, too. All right, but what I really want to hear from are you guys, okay? You guys don't need to hear about my gas. The whole reason why we have the show is to answer your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or if you don't like letters, it's 1-877-362-3254. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, and we got a quick short break. Don't go away. We're going to come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry about that. I scarfed down my dinner pretty quickly, and so I was kind of burping. I really need to learn how to shut off my microphone in between that. You know, you're supposed to have a cough button, and when you cough, you hit it so nobody hears that. Or you use it as a dump button in case something slips that shouldn't. The problem is I don't need it for a cough. I don't need it for, you know, a slip up with a word. I need it for my burps. But again, it's just my gassy history. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You got a sock over that microphone, too, so you don't get all the germs all over it?
I know. I was wondering how to clean my, you know, when I had pneumonia this last year, I'm like spraying as I talk, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to clean this sucker off. Anyway, where are you calling from, Mike?
Yeah, just, hey. Well, anyway, my father went in the hospital for 3 weeks ago for a simple knee operation, okay?
Okay.
Now he's still in there, okay? When he was, you know, after he got out, he was still sedated, I guess, and they gave him some pain medication. Well, I guess they weren't watching him closely. His heart stopped.
Oh, no.
Okay? They went in there, and they started pushing on his chest. Okay? Now all the complications have abounded. After a while, I guess they crushed his ribs. He was bleeding internally. Blood started pooling in his heart someplace, caused some kind of a blowout. It just pooled in there, causing a clot.
Yeah.
Now you can't speak. Just one thing after another.
Oh, boy.
Now he's got blood infections. He's got...
Yep.
Now the knee, he's got urinary tract infections.
Mm-hmm.
Pneumonia.
Yeah. Oh,
And the orthopedic surgeon said, this should never have happened.
But it does.
So,
the longer you're in the hospital, the more that happens to you. And it's a shame. Now, I don't understand why the heart stopped all of a sudden with the pain medicines. I'm wondering if something else could have happened, maybe the strain of the surgery with the heart. But unfortunately, somebody having their heart stop, I mean, no, that probably, caused even more of a cascade than the original. How do I explain this? I mean, thank God he survived it. He survived it. But unfortunately, sometimes with chest compressions, the ribs get cracked. And it's horrible. And then you're trying to recuperate from that. The urinary tract infection, I'm assuming, is because he has a catheter in him.
Yes. And he's got MRSA and everything else going. You know all the stuff, that dirty stuff that goes on.
Absolutely. In the hospitals, there's MRSA. Yep, the nasty staff. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to include your dad in my prayers. I am just so sorry that he's going through that.
I don't know. Did somebody drop the ball on this one? I mean, I'm not looking for a lawyer's opinion. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to hear that, the S word on this,
Right. Well, what was the original knee surgery? It was arthroscopic or a replacement? What was it?
Replacement.
So it was a replacement. Okay. So, I mean, it's a significant surgery, and many people come out of it okay, but one of the complications is a reaction to the anesthesia. Another one could be, you're not moving that much, so you could get a blood clot. You could also get pneumonia in the hospital. But we try to get people out of the hospital as quickly as possible so they don't get sick. And unfortunately, that heart attack, which is what I was trying to say a little earlier, is probably what really did him in. With that heart stopping, because then they had to, start doing compressions. Then he ends up getting a hematoma, a pericardial hematoma, or possibly a pericardial effusion with what you're talking about. And then there's more complications. And then he looks like was just in the hospital long enough to get MRSA. Now, remember, we're exposed to MRSA all the time, even when you go shopping at a grocery store. But if you're vulnerable because of what's happening to you in the hospital, he was there at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, he could still recover. I've seen people still get out of this, but it was a shame because he just went in for a knee replacement and probably had everyone's worst nightmare happen to him.
I know, but then for days they could not find out where he was bleeding internally from. Well, it was from the cracked ribs.
Yeah.
And just like, it's like one thing after another, and I'm just saying, and the doctors are saying, this is very unusual. This only happens one in, I don't know, 100 or 1,000. Yeah. But it just happens to him. You go to a hospital, you think it's not a cleaner place as clean a place as you think it is.
Exactly. Mike, thank you. For your insight with
that. Thank you again.
I really appreciate you calling, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, it does. A lot of us, we talk about having surgery. I mean, I tell you all the time, all right, go. You can get your knee replaced, go get your hip replaced. Oh, yeah, go, do it. Easy. No, it's not that easy. Some people will get every complication in the book. Like, it's interesting. A lot of people in the medical field, they end up being the worst patients. Many doctors hate taking care of other doctors or nurses, because if something's going to go wrong, it usually goes wrong with one of us. And just like with me, I come out of my surgery for my ovary, and we had a tumor that had to be taken out, and luckily it was benign. But my blood pressure just starts to fall. post-anesthesia. And I don't remember much. I just remember hearing nurses go, she's 70 over 30. Now, remember, normal blood pressure is 120 over 70. So if you're 70 over 30, that's not good. The only time I saw patients 70 over 30 were people in shock or people bleeding out when I was taking care of them in the ER. So not a good blood pressure. And then, of course, when I went through a pregnancy, a delivery with my son, once the epidural kicked in, I didn't get the epidural till day five. I was in labor for 5 days. I finally get the epidural. Meanwhile, they were trying to induce my labor to such a degree that Pitocin they gave me put my son in to a contraction, a 13-minute contraction. So his heart rate was dropping to the 40s. And luckily I heard it, and I called the nurses. Nobody was around, and I couldn't move. And thank God they were able to revive him. And I mean, this was within him being in the womb. They had to do a whole variety of things that I've talked about. It's hard for me to talk about. But anyway, thank God they saved his life. But, you know, things have gone wrong with me. Things that should never go, never happen, except once in a blue moon, have happened with me. And so I know I don't take it seriously. When I sign a consent for a procedure to be done, you know, and they say, well, there's risk of this and this and this. I know it can happen. And you don't want to think about that, because if you think it's going to happen, you aren't going to want to have the surgery. But rule of thumb when I was in training is get the heck out of the hospital as fast as you can. Get out. All right. You know, the sooner you can get out of the hospital and try to convalesce at home, the better, because hospitals have germs. Now, they do try to keep them clean. There are cleaning procedures, et cetera. But still, there's people that come in and out, and, you know, nurses still can get sick, and there's coughing, and there's, you know, MRSA that could be landing on the curtains in between the rooms. But just like any place, you know, but, you know, it's you're safer assuming your house is clean and who's taking care of you at home, you know, is not as germy. You're safer being out of the hospital, of course, when you're ready. Now, you know, what a trend we're starting to see with Obamacare is, you know, the hospitals don't want to overspend for you to be in the hospital, but they also don't want readmissions. If you're readmitted too quickly, Medicare may not pay. So, you know, we're going to see some interesting changes with that. Are people going to end up, you know, having to convalesce at home because the hospital doesn't want to readmit them because they're going to be dinged by Medicare? Not a good way to do medicine, but that's where we're going. You know, a study came out today saying doctors are using costly MRIs. You could already see the slant. Doctors using costly MRIs to diagnose a nerve condition. They say more doctors are using expensive MRIs to diagnose peripheral neuropathy than cheaper and more effective tests like glucose tolerance tests. Okay, what they're talking about is diabetic neuropathy. Now, we've talked about neuropathy a lot on this show. People have called in or messaged me saying, you know, their feet hurt. They have horrible burning in their feet, horrible tingling. And they, you know, what do you do for it? All right, now, yes, diabetes can cause that. But if your sugar is clear, all right, what's going to be the next step? Well, we need to see if there's any nerve pinching. And what ends up happening is doctors will order an MRI. Okay, now, why would they jump to an expensive test? Because if you have a tumor pressing on that nerve and the doctor misses it, all right, it's not going to look pretty. All right, so when somebody, and of course, MRIs tell us a lot. I mean, MRIs tell us, you know, we could even see fractures, we could see disc herniations, we could see a variety of things with the MRIs. But after a typical comprehensive test, blood test to rule out sugar and diabetes, if you're having pain in the legs and issues like that, we're going to probably check your circulation, and we're probably going to check for a pinched nerve. So, yes, we're going to go to MRIs. Oh, but Dr. Dolly, it's so costly. And this article said, oh, doctors are using costly tests when they don't have to. Until you say the doctor is not going to get sued if they miss something, you bet your butt that the doctors are going to order an MRI. Because if you have a little tumor pressing on that nerve, even though it's rare, that doctor's going under. So, yep, they're going to run the MRI. Do something about the lawsuits then. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Your questions, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your medical questions, your comments, your concerns, but not criticisms, at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I have a question. I'm 59. And I love groceries. I drive a truck, and my hands burn at night real bad. And I take arthritis, four minutes high and all, but I can't seem to find nothing to take the pain away. I wonder if you could tell me what I could do about that. Thank you.
No, great question. Okay, so if your hands are burning at night, the first thing I think about actually is nerve as opposed to arthritis. Now, your hands could be burning for a variety of reasons. If it's nerves, like let's say carpal tunnel, or if it's a pinch nerve from the neck, that is very hard to combat with over-the-counter medicines. Nerve pain hurts. For any of you that have ever suffered with sciatica, you know what I'm talking about. It's not fun. It is painful. You can't massage it. You can't do anything with it. And so if you're having bilateral hand pain, because, and God bless you, my truckers. I love my truckers. If you have, like, both hands on the wheel and you have to, like, flex, you know, hyperflex your wrists, yes, you know, you're going to be getting some inflammation in the tendon sheath that surrounds the nerves going into your hands. That's basically what carpal tunnel is. You got this tunnel right near your carpus, right, your hand, and the nerves and stuff that go through it, and the sheath gets inflamed, and then you get nerve pinching. Sometimes with that, if it is carpal tunnel, they'll do an injection, they'll do therapy, they'll give you a wrist brace, and then sometimes you have to do a release. They have to release that sheath that's kind of pinching those nerves. If you release that little fascial sheet that's there, we call it a sheath, that could give you some relief. So that could be an issue. Sometimes, though, we get the burning in our hands because of a pinched nerve in our neck. And, you know, keep in mind, many of us, when we drive, we kind of tense up our neck or perch ourselves a certain way such that it's very, very easy to develop arthritis in your neck and then end up getting a pinched nerve. So if that's the case, then somebody needs to look at the neck. Yes, they may have to MRI it. I know these articles hate us doctors recommending MRI, but tough noogie, that's something you have to do. Just got to take a look, see if you have a pinched nerve, etc. Now, let's say it is arthritis. Let's say you're right. All right, let's say it is in the joints. And arthritis is, arth is joint, itis, inflammation. So inflammation of the joint. Tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsil. So arthritis means you have inflammation of the joints. Now, how do you get into those joints? Well, a lot of times we go get some over-the-counter medicines. We get some anti-inflammatories. We try to pop Advil, Aleve, Motrin. I use Midol, but that's not for arthritis. That's for PMS. Anyway, it's all the same. They're all anti-inflammatories. So you want to decrease inflammation. Sometimes that helps, but sometimes it doesn't cut it. Now, why would you have inflammation in your hands? All right. Is it because you have rheumatism? Do you have rheumatoid arthritis? Do you have some inflammatory arthritis? Or is it just osteoarthritis, which comes with age? If that's the case, again, somebody needs to diagnose what the burning is coming from. All right. And then from there, decide. You know, some people, they get burning in the knee or burning in the toes. That could be gout. You know, so we need to know, we need to, I guess, find out what the cause is and then come up with a better treatment plan. You know, for example, let's say somebody does have gout where their knee gets inflamed or their foot gets inflamed. You know, well, then we give them allopurinol to bring down the uric acid and prevent the attacks. You know, let's say the burning isn't arthritis, but it's carpal tunnel, like we just talked about. You may need an injection, or you may need some therapy, or you may need a brace. But I got to tell you, having pain in your hands like you're describing, that's miserable, especially when you're a trucker and you have to work. So I want to wish that on my worst enemy. But hope that helps. Again, go to your doctor. Tell them exactly what you told me. I have burning. And it may not be the joints. It may be a nerve. And if that's the case, then somebody needs to take a look. Now, what else could you do besides surgery? Well, you know, a lot of times physical therapy. You know, we keep on forgetting to talk about physical therapy in all these articles when they talk about doctors doing this and that. You know, physical therapy has really gotten pinched by insurances and some of the issues that are happening now with the Obamacare changes, because physical therapy, even though it's extremely vital, you need a lot of it. And that gets pretty expensive. But I can't tell you how many of my patients avoided surgery in their neck, avoided surgery in their wrist because they did chiropractic or they did physical therapy or even massage. All right, but like I said, going back to your question, somebody needs to really, really figure out what's going on. Okay? All right. Oh, gosh, great. Great job, guys. Great. All right. All right, let's hit some of the news headlines before we go back to the phone lines. Again, keep the calls coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so good news for those of us who like fried food. Looks like eating lots of fried food may not be bad as long as the food was cooked in olive oil. After 11 years, researchers who looked at 40,000 patients reported 606 events linked to heart disease, such as stroke and heart attack, and 1,100 deaths. But upon closer examination, they said the heart disease and deaths were not statistically tied to fried foods. The authors, led by Professor Pilar Gualar Castellón from Autonomous University of Madrid, concluded that in a Mediterranean country where olive and sunflower oils are the mostly common used for fats for frying, and where large amounts of fried foods are consumed both and away from home, no association was observed between fried food consumption and the risk of coronary heart disease. Ah, el corazón está bien, no grasa. Okay, so that's good. In Madrid, so they said if you're using olive oil, it doesn't seem to be linked to heart disease. All right, now, I've never fried. See, I don't fry in my house. I really don't. I mean, yes, I'll go to McDonald's and, you know, I'll get a Happy Meal every now and then. I don't like to get the grown-up meals. I'll get a Happy Meal because I feel like I'm cutting my calories. I got you. I love McDonald's fries. I know. You know, so I don't think I've ever tried something fried in olive oil. But honestly, the Mediterraneans know how to do it. The Mediterranean diet's pretty good. So olive oil or sunflower oil, just try it. If you're making potato pancakes, if you're frying an egg, give it a try. Why not? Okay, now let's go to this study. Here we go. Drinking 3 cups of tea a day can lower your blood pressure. Uh-oh, here comes the Australian accent. Oh, wait a second. Oh, Australian accent. These scientists were from the University of Western Australia. Australia, I love the Australian. Let's go to the Outback. Outback. That's all I know. Outback restaurants. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry when I do this show. Why am I hungry? All right. So anyway, researchers said that drinking 3 cups of black tea, okay, without the milk, all right, apparently lowers systolic and diastolic blood pressure because the tea has polyphenols, antioxidants that have been shown to stop cancer cells from growing. You got to drink the tea. Now, they're only talking about black tea, not green tea. Okay? We've talked about systolic blood pressure and diastolic. Systolic is the pumping pressure. Diastolic is the filling pressure of the heart. Both are pretty important. And even though, despite the caffeine, they said the 3 cups of tea dropped the blood pressure. Now, how much blood pressure? All right, get a load of this. 2 to 3 points. That's it. You know, look, listen, you know, for medical news, this is huge. All right? They were able to make medical news with this. 2 to 3 points. Yeah, yeah. So it's a little drop. Remember, a couple points in medicine is huge. I know. You were all thinking it was going to be a lie. You all were thinking you could probably get off your medicine, huh? No, no. All right, well, let's look at this. Swimming. You're going to still probably have to be on your medicine, but get into the pool. They say older adults who don't exercise enough, they did a study, it's a small study, looking at people who are over 50 but sedentary, and they found that swimming actually lowered blood pressure. After 12 weeks of swimming, it significantly lowered blood pressure and improved the function of arteries. All right? And let me see how much points. This isn't telling us how much points. They did say glucose and cholesterol didn't change, but blood pressure fell, almost 10 points. Well, that's a heck of a lot better than the tea. I don't like tea. I don't like tea. You know what? I like Long Island iced teas. No. Okay, now, no alcohol. Okay, swimming exercise produced a 21% increase in carotid artery compliance. So because the arteries relaxed more, blood pressure could flow smoothly and have less resistance, hence fall. Very exciting. So go for a swim. All right. Okay, see, we had some good news. Okay, when we come back, more of your calls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's what I'm here for. Dr. Dolly, taking a quick break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, yesterday somebody had called in a carpenter who I guess kept hammering his nails and having these subungual hematomas. And I got a couple emails asking, you know, should I take the nail out myself? When do we have to go see a doctor? You know, et cetera. And, you know, if we're talking about the nail and when the nail has to be removed, as a doctor, when I worked in the ER, just even in my office, if I think the nail's going to fall off, a lot of times we'll just take it off. We just will, all right, because it's already been damaged there at the base. You want to take the nail out so your new nail bed can grow more nails. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. Now, if the nail is still intact and you only have the bleed, no, we don't have to remove the nail. But I don't want many of you deciding that at home. You know, sometimes if we remove the nail, we actually will sew the nail in. We'll actually attach the nail. I know this sounds bad, but like when my son, you know, severed off part of his finger, we sewed the nail back onto the skin around it. That's what they did in the ER because they didn't want the skin starting to close up. You actually wanted the nail to keep that nail bed open such that the new nail can start coming in. And once we saw the new nail coming in, then we took the nail out. So there's a little bit of an art to this. There's a little bit of an art. I mean, I know you're like, really, Dahlia, it's a nail. Just let the nail fall off. But a lot of you, you know, when you start getting these real funny looking nails that, you know, fall off and break, they're annoying. I mean, many of us women know what it's like to break a nail. It's really, really uncomfortable. And so if you have a nail that continually splits or something because something's gone wrong with it, you know, yes, if you keep hammering your nails like this one gentleman did, and then you try to, you know, puncture open through the nail to open it up, and, you know, you do it incorrectly, you could have a problem with that nail then. And so, I like it done right. But, no, if you can't decide if the nail comes off or stays on or has to come off, that's our job, okay? That's what we went through 11 years postgraduate training to learn. Okay, that says whether we keep the nail in or not. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, on the blood underneath the thumbnail, an easy solution for the guy that's a carpenter is to go to any hobby store. You can get an extremely small drill bit and slowly come with a handle. And all you have to do is slowly drill it. And you, with no pressure at all, it'll go right through it. They make them smaller than a needle.
The drill bit. Drill bit. Thank you. Okay, so a drill bit. Yeah, now you see, we have one of those drill guns in our house. Knowing me, I would hit it too hard and then just drill through my thumbs. I love the way men that are practical do things. Yeah. Why mess with the copay? Why mess with waiting 2 hours to see your doctor? Just use the drill and take the drill bit. I know you all do a lot at home. I know a lot of you super glue your cuts. I know you do. Look, I'm in a house full of men. I know. I have brothers. I know what you guys do. Nobody goes to the doctor. You fix it themselves. Honestly, you know, one of the surgeons I worked under said if you have a good tool shed, you could do so much of your own medicine at home. And at first I didn't understand that. And then I got it. You know, I got it. You know, you get a bee sting, you get a sting, you got a needle nose, pliers, you could take things out. I mean, it's true. I mean, my father, with him working with his tools, I mean, he could do anything. I mean, yes, it's very difficult to, no, you could probably still deliver a baby, come to think of it. I just love the way men think. That's really cool. Take a drill bit. I mean, it'll work. I'm not allowed to say. And plus, we in our profession would go broke if all you macho guys just do things your own way, you know, going into your tool shed and solving it. I need you guys to come and see me. Otherwise, we can't pay our power bill. All right, but good. Thank you for your call. That was great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. All right, so what's going on here? Childhood vaccines could be less effective because of youngsters exposed to food packaging chemicals. These perfluorinated compounds, PFCs, that you get exposed to in the womb or the first years of life will lower your immunity to your tetanus shot and diphtheria shot. Now, these chemicals are used in Teflon cookware, stain-resistant carpets, microwave popcorn bags. Oh, we talked about microwave popcorn in the beginning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So food packaging chemicals can weaken the ability of your kids getting the full immunity from the vaccine. And so give them another shot. I know. Easier said than done. The findings are published today in the Journal of American Medical Association. Now, this, honestly, I do have the Journal of American Medical Association on the back of my toilet. I do. It's a good magazine. It's a good magazine. Again, not a lot of pictures. The font's kind of small, but it's still a good read. good read. It showed that these PFC exposures were associated with fewer numbers of antibodies, which obviously are essential to the immune system. The study leader, Dr. Philippe Grandjean from Harvard School of Public Health, ooh, Harvard, right, said the negative impact of childhood vaccines from PFCs should be viewed as a potential threat to public health. Well, absolutely. I mean, if we're vaccinating people and it doesn't work, the twofold, let me see, exposure to two common PFCs before birth had a negative effect on your diphtheria vaccinations, a twofold increase in levels of one, ooh, here's a big one, I'm going to get this one, right, perfluoroctane, sulfonic acid, reduced antibody counts by 39% in five-year-olds. Who counts this? Who does the counting? All right. So what does that mean? Well, we know some kids seem to be immune, some don't. We saw that with the pertussis vaccine. Yes, we've seen that. We got to change everything. I mean, we are so inundated with chemicals. I don't even know where to start. I don't. Okay. I want to end this on a happy note. I don't want to hear about vaccines and what doesn't work. Okay. Here, cocoa can help protect against colon cancer. I love it. Eating chocolate cocoa. Oh, wait, the raw material. Oh, I want milk chocolate, like Reese's. Eating cocoa can help prevent intestinal complaints linked to oxidative stress, including colon carcinogenesis. Just say colon cancer onset caused by chemical substances. They're saying cocoa is now a superfood. You know, they say cabbage helps prevent ovarian cancer. I can't eat that either. All right. Apparently, it's an excellent source of the phytochemical compounds. Oh, we were talking about that with the tea. Helps prevent oxidative strain. All right, so how did they figure this out? All right, what they did is for 8 weeks, they fed rats cocoa-rich diet, and carcinogenesis was induced. So they induced cancer in these rats while giving them cocoa. 4 weeks after being administered with the compound azathioprine, intestinal mucus. I'd love to be the researcher on that one. Intestinal rat mucus from pre-malignant neoplastic lesions appeared. These lesions were called aberrant cryptic foci, I bet they were, and considered good markers of cancer pathogenesis. Oh, these words are just too big for me. The results of the study show that the rats fed a cocoa-rich diet had reduced the number of aberrant crypts in the colon based on their colonic intestinal mucus. You know, I went through school, all right? Spent a lot of money. Worked all through college, worked, took out loans. I probably worked three jobs in college, so I didn't have to take out loans. I took loans in medical school. If I didn't make it to medical school, I would have probably gone for my master's in biology. And then I probably would have gone for my PhD in biology. And what I probably would have been doing for the rest of my life is dealing with rat mucus. Now, no, you can't regret the past. You can't regret the past. I mean, you know, I got into medical school. I'm going to have to live with that. Got into radio. But, I'm not a day goes by when I don't think about how I could be really working with intestinal rat mucus. Not a day goes by. But, you know, you got to thank God for what he gave you. Oh, man. I hope they get paid well. I hope, oh, my gosh. I hope Navy SEALs get paid more than that $56,000. They deserve more. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Don't go away on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1-3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.